It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now to the powerful animal tranquilizer xylazine that's showing up in street drugs and contributing to a growing number of overdose deaths. The White House calling it an emerging threat. Join in by calling with your questions and concerns, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Marian Mason is an associate professor of emergency medicine at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine. Marian, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. So the highly potent and addictive synthetic opioid fentanyl is being mixed with the veterinary sedative xylazine, the federal government sending these strong signals of concern. What are the added risks in this combination of street drugs?
It is a very powerful combination that produces strong sedation. So there's a number of concerns and risks. One is the strong sedation makes people vulnerable to crime and assault. So if they're strongly sedated, they can't fight back or put themselves in a safer situation. Two, xylazine mixed with fentanyl creates a deadly combination. Xylazine is not an opioid, so an overdose with xylazine on board can't be fully reversed by naloxone. So there's no reversal agent that applies to xylazine. And three, and probably the most concerning in the immediate, is that it creates spontaneous wounds on the body of the user. And it's not just at the injection site. These wounds can emerge anywhere. And of course, wounds are a big threat because of infection and sepsis and all the negative things that can happen there.
I wonder if you can't use naloxone in opioid reversal medication, and that's only going to counteract the effects of the opioid in this mixture, what additional help would a victim need to survive?
Right. They would need immediate medical care. But just to clarify, if there is an overdose, you should always try naloxone, because usually people use xylazine in combination with fentanyl. So there may be a way to reverse part of the overdose. But usually people will need to be watched and supported in their respiration if they have xylazine involved in their overdose.
Why would dealers be mixing these two drugs?
There's two kind of reasons that I'm aware of. One is it sort of bulks up the supply. So when fentanyl supplies become shorter or harder to get, people can add adulterants like xylazine to sort of bulk up the supply. The other is people actually are sort of acting like their own pharmacists and trying to get a drug mix they want. So fentanyl has a very deep but short-lived high. And so people are trying to extend that by adding xylazine to extend the fentanyl high.
Marian, how are clinicians treating patients with addictions to xylazine?
This is tricky. So if you mean treating from an overdose or wounds, they're giving wound care and trying to warn people of the dangers of xylazine.
That would be the physical piece of it, but what about the mental health component?
Right. So the actual treatment and recovery from substance abuse is a harder story. So we have medication-assisted treatment for opioid use disorder, buprenorphine or methadone, that can help people overcome the cravings and make it to recovery. But for xylazine, there has to be a period of withdrawal. And the withdrawal is very, very intense. Someone described it to me as having a 2-week constant panic attack where you're unable to sleep. And so getting people through that is an enormous task, and it's hard on people. It's hard on their bodies and their minds and their spirits. Most, if people are being treated for xylazine withdrawal, it is recommended that they're prescribed benzos, which are a calming drug, but the trouble with that is people can use that to overcome the anxiety attack. But if people are still actively using opioids, it is a very dangerous thing.
Oh, it has repercussions there. And we're going to pause with sociologist and substance use researcher Marian Mason, associate professor of emergency medicine at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine. Call in with questions, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A sedative designed for animals is now adding to the overdose epidemic across the country. The federal government sounding the alarm over xylazine. Call in with questions and comments, 800-642-1234. Marian Mason is an associate professor of emergency medicine at Northwestern University. Marianne, last month, a group of lawmakers in Congress introduced a bill that would list xylazine as a Schedule 3 drug on the Controlled Substances Act. Although, you know, veterinarians use xylazine as an animal tranquilizer for medical procedures for decades. How is xylazine's rising popularity as a narcotic affecting veterinarians' access?
Well, thanks for that question. It isn't yet affecting veterinarians' access to xylazine, but should it be scheduled, it will. It will make it a substance that they have to file paperwork around and order in a different way.
Should, do you think, xylazine be on the controlled substances list?
I do. One of the reasons why it needs to be on the list is people who are in possession of it for drug dealing purposes can't be prosecuted because it's currently unscheduled. So adding it to the schedule will allow law enforcement to have a role in this.
Would there be better tracking of xylazine, better data for researchers like you if it were added to the list?
I believe so. I think it would require registration and documentation of usage and amounts acquired and used. So we could end up with a system that helps us identify the sources. And once sources are identified, it's easier to stop them.
You had mentioned how xylazine can create these really hardened black sores on random parts of the body. Do you know how often are drug users aware they are taking drugs with xylazine in them?
You know, that's tricky because we do not have a well-developed drug checking system for illicit drugs. Mm-hmm. We're not sure from moment to moment or place to place what exactly is in the drug supply. So my bet is that people taking these substances don't know what exactly is in them, which is why things like testing strips are extremely important.
Can you talk more about testing strips, where people access the strips, how they are emerging?
Mm-hmm. So they're new on the market. I think they've just been commercially approved in the last 2 months. But testing strips allow people to test a liquid or a powder drug supply to enable determination if xylazine is in their mix. And so it doesn't tell you how much is in there, just whether it's present or not. But it is a tool that people who use drugs can use to determine if xylazine is in their mix and then make an informed decision about whether or not they want to use those drugs.
How available are the strips to the general public now?
Currently they're coming online, so they're not readily available. What I foresee is as production gears up and things are shipped, harm reduction outreach offices will have them to give out to people who use drugs. So harm reduction is usually targeted to places with known drug use. And so they offer tools to help people who are using drugs be safer as they use. So harm reduction teams would probably hand them out, much like they do fentanyl test strips now.
In our last few moments together, do you think will xylazine emerge as a drug of abuse by itself on its own in the future? What is the future like?
At the moment, I think the future is pretty scary in terms of the illicit drug supply. New substances are emerging all the time, and xylazine is one of the most damaging ones I've seen emerge. So I'm actually fearful for the future and hopeful at the same time. We are developing tools to help people with drug abuse issues use more safely, and we're also looking at what causes people to use drugs and trying to address that as well.
Marianne, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it, and I'm originally from Wisconsin, so this is a big
Oh.
honor.
Marianne Mason, Associate Professor of Emergency Medicine at Northwestern University. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.